One thing you haven't been well on the golf course, besides all of us goofers, is deer.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing, deer like a lot. Apparently, there's roses.
Herds of deers.
Yes, herds. Herds of deers. They lasted all of one day because the next morning I heard this scream and I thought, oh my God, she fell and hurt herself already, you know? She looked out her front porch and there was like sticks, little sticks, twigs. There's nothing left.
That's sad.
So
they were pruned.
They were pruned, severely pruned. Leaves,
and they can
buds.
They can recover.
Boy,
and they probably will recover slowly, but they will. But you need to prevent them from just happening again.
For the people that live at the ranch in Bentwood, at deer country, out in the country, anywhere where there's deer, and I guess the deer, because there's no water, they're going to come and eat anything they can. You know, they got to. What are we going to do? What are we going to plant?
And they're going to go to where it's the best and the easiest to eat.
Sure.
And they're just...
they're hungry.
Yeah.
So what are we going to plant?
So you have two choices of planting stuff they don't like to eat, and then there's also repellents. And one good thing that repels them is coyote urine.
I hate coyotes.
Because they kill animals.
Yeah,
they kill deer,
baby goats.
Too, and they kill deer. So they're not going to go in the yard that's marked with coyote urine. So that's one way to do it. Another way, you know, you've heard that lemongrass and different things repel insects. So for the most part, animals don't eat herbs. And so there's repellents that have essential oils from herbs that repels them. And then there's other ones that have, I don't know why this worked, but putrefied egg solids. It doesn't stink for us, but that's also a repellent class. So, but those things work.
Do you sell any of these repellents?
I do. Yeah, those three. And the urine can last up to 3 months. The sprays are on the growth, and when there's new growth, the new growth is not protected. So in the spring, you have to spray often, but in the summer when things slow down, you don't have to spray as much if you go that route.
So if you're going to plant the flowers and stuff, you need to get the sprayed or something to come in.
The coyote urine comes in little pellets, looks like capsules, like medicine, and they dissolve, and you put them about every 10 or 15 feet. And they mark, they just kind of mark your yard, like a dog would mark a area.
Well, I just look, because in Sonora, that's what we're fighting as coyotes right now. And they're just, if you raise goats, you naturally don't like coyotes.
Right.
You know, because when you say that, just, you know, just a bad, bad.
Well, if you raise plants, you sort of don't like deer.
Yeah, you kind of sort of don't like, you know, from my wife, she went from, oh, those sweet little things, you know, to, ugh.
Yeah, so that's how I feel.
Okay, but what kind of plants do we want to plant? Well, obviously, it looks like they're forecasting a dry summer. So what are you recommending?
Well, I'll tell you what, a hungry, starving deer is going to eat anything. But they don't like lantana. They don't like yellow bells. They don't like that Pride of Barbados Mexican bird of paradise that's so pretty. And it's a lot, those are, and they don't like salvia. So, and I can remind people that if you have one of those salvia greguis, that this is how I tell them, Scott. You plant it, the next year it's rooted real well and it grows great. And it grows and blooms and grows and blooms and grows and blooms. And it's about 4 feet across. It's woody, stretched, in full bloom, but kind of ugly. So you have to have the guts to cut the thing back and cut all those blooms off, and it'll just flush and be beautiful. You can do that with the Texas sage, a silver, you know, Texas sage, a purple sage.
That was supposed to rain, it turns purple?
Yeah.
And is that really true?
Oh, definitely. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, definitely. And they can bloom other times when it almost rains, but yes. And you can, I don't know that you can make them rain, make them bloom otherwise. I don't know how to make them bloom. Well,
Tommy, one plant that you introduced me to, is, I don't know why, but I guess because I'm so sweet, but mosquitoes love me.
Oh.
Mosquitoes and chiggers, both of them, they just love me to death. And that one plant, and I want to get some more this year.
Before you get into that, you mentioned Chiggers.
Yes.
You're liable not to go back to that. At the ranch, I suppose?
Yes.
But not here.
Yes,
but,
at the ranch.
So you know if you dust your socks and your waist with sulfur powder, you won't get Chiggers?
Yeah, you said that. I may do that too because they just get me. I guess you said they fall off the oak trees too?
Yeah, under an oak tree in the grass, you're going to get Chiggers.
Well, at the house at the ranch, that's actually my dad picked the spot for me. It's a horseshoe of oak trees, and I built the house right in the middle of it.
Plenty of Chiggers.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of Chiggers. Somebody told me the Chiggers were
it was a sick joke your dad did on
he did. Well, but it's beautiful. It is beautiful, but they love me. But somebody said, well, Chiggers are a stink. I can't even say the word.
You know, you could spread granule sulfur out there.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
And probably repel them all. Just do that once a year. May never have them again.
Oh baby, that is so gonna happen. Because I hate them. I think Claire does this. She goes, I don't have any clear fingernail polish, honey. I just have pink.
There you go.
You know, just where I look like,
oh, suffocating.
Oh, yeah. But I do. I hate them. But what's the plant that we got last year?
Citronella.
Yes.
That geranium.
Yeah. And it works, too. You got to shake it, like you said.
Right.
But put it on your back porch. And I put them, and they grow really well. They get big pretty fast.
And when you shake them and you stick your nose in there, you can hardly breathe.
Yeah,
it's so thick.
Yeah, you can smell it big time.
And on Pinterest and other places, they talk about other plants that repel mosquitoes. And I'm sure they do, but nothing puts out the aroma that
it smells
that
like a candle that you can buy.
Yeah, it's that same source. Yeah.
Yeah, but it is. So we want some more of those plants. And they're not ugly. They're not necessarily pretty either, but...
They do make a little lavender bloom occasionally, but you really want to grow them for the foliage.
Yeah.
So you can do that, and then you can also spray. That's the other alternative. And then, you know, you watch for any standing water because that's where they breed.
Oh, which hadn't really been a problem.
Yeah.
But those plants. And then some of the cactus are actually still pretty, I think.
Sure.
You know, we've got one that amazes me, and... you say cactus. I mean, there's particular ones that are pretty, I think, and some you just can't. The prickly pear I still don't care for, even though it can bloom too, I know.
I'm just it does bloom. Makes an apple, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm still. I guess when you're raised around it and you've had to burn it and put up with it, you don't like it.
Ranchers would come by with a pickup load of cactus and trying to sell it to me. And I say, you probably need to go like to Dallas or to Louisiana or Georgia. You sell the hound out of them, but. Yeah. Not here.
Yeah, I still remember people planting mesquite trees, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I have sold two mesquite trees in 40 years.
So yeah. I still have Twin Oaks. They were planting mesquite trees, and I just shook my head thinking, really? But I guess they don't die.
And, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and mesquites really have a beauty to them. They really
do. If you trim them up right, you can make them pretty. Yeah. We'll just leave it.
Yeah, I saw them for the first time in my life in a landscape at an apartment complex in El Paso. And I'd never seen them planted on purpose. You know, we live here. And I was surprised at how pretty they are. And there is a dwarf one. It's almost a big bush that has fernier foliage that's really a pretty plant. But there are mesquites, and they're hard to sell, so we don't have any.
Yeah, I was going to say. But there are, but...